permit for a 250 guest event plus employees, 24 RV sites, 30 camping sites, one restaurant, 8 cabins for nightly rental, and 6 glamping tents, also nightly rental, and retail sales located at 309 Tracy Street, Branson, Missouri. Parcels number, do you want me to do all these or do you want to hit it at the end?
At the end, I'll.
Okay. Property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. According to the assessor, it's roughly 260 acres. It's served by public water district number 3 for water, and right now it's septic for wastewater. And with that, let me take you to it. So when I say one CEP, actually, we're looking at 5 CEPs to cover all those uses. So you guys know this stuff, but this one's a little different. So here's all the tracks. You can see 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, so Highway 65, and here's your outer road, F Highway. Turn on the outer road there, going south, like you're going to the Ford dealership, and then you want to hit Jefferson and come out that way. And Tracy Street's actually this little road that goes through the property itself, but the road is off, or the property is off Jefferson. So once again, outer road, kick over right north of Tri Lakes, Jefferson, and there's your Tracy Street entrance. Zoning, so it, like I said, it's all ag. It's got a few little cuts in here that I'm going to have to explain a little bit, but this has also been carved out, so it's not recorded, at least in Taney County, it's not recorded. All A1, we got some C2, it looks like, coming out everywhere over here.
Fire department,
so commercial, unreported commercial. Anyway, R1 looks like some RR1 down here, so pretty much everything around it's a little bit of commercial on the backside up here, but everything's pretty much A1 with some R1. This is a rendering of their project. There's a lot to it here, and we can go through it in sections. This is what they're asking for when everything's completed and done, unless something has changed. We can ask the applicant for that. A lot of the structures are right here in this center 5 acres, and then there's another 5 acre parcel. You can kind of see the outline roughly right in there. That has a lot, and the rest is in what we would want to call a conservatory, land conservatory. And I think I get you guys a copy of the actual deed, the perpetual deed that goes with that land. It's pretty long. My presentation is so long, it's locked in. So I got a little closer here, and we can go through this as we go through the CUPs. We hit some high points. Their event center, I'm assuming it's kind of right in this area. I think the restaurant's in here too with it. They can speak to that. We got a big shop here, I guess that's the retail sales. Some of the homes, there's an existing home on property. It looks like it's going to be a check-in. Got some campsites down here. I'd say these are just the, oh, right there, glamping tents, and these are probably the cabins to the south. Looks like they got some sand volleyball, a lot of camping. It's kind of a very big property. They got some parking down here for the main event area. So this is the piece to the side. I couldn't get on there, get close. So they got some agricultural structures here for tractors and such, what they need to work the property. This is the main house. It's existing now. Assume it's going to stay the main house, if not anything else. Got some glamping tents up here, pickleball courts. Another home right down here on this. And this is all, you can see that little shaded 5.3 acres, I'm not quite sure. This is something we need to talk about. Looks like a motocross track. It's on their final plan. We'll work through it. Lots of trails. Trails up here, entry gate. This is Tracy Street, Wise off and connects into Jefferson. You can kind of see it shaded up here. Walking trails or hiking trails, potential trail system. We can ask them about that too. They got septic down here. I don't think that's nearly large enough for the amount of septic they need. We need to go through that. I carved this out on their land disturbance permit. So roughly this is the parcel that I'm going to show you in the conservatory deed that shows where it's outside of that conservatory. There's two of these on the property. Here's their main event center. Here's that other structure. I really don't know what all these are. We'll have to ask them. They're pretty much started. Here's the parking right here. So they'll have a good idea to tell us what's going on. All right. You guys want to just read this thing, or it's just something I wrote. It's kind of about the easement. It's nothing you really want to take into your determination on what's going on. Just trying to paint you a picture of the property. And it's this perpetual easement. We could talk to them about it. And it has these uses that can't be touched and uses that can be done. And I kind of broke it down, like I said, the 16 pages right in front of you guys there, if you want to go through it. But I kind of did a quick breakdown of it.
I think we might have questions during their presentation, maybe. Do you have any current photos?
I have a lot, yes. A little bit more here at that conservatory. So if you remember the little, where the existing home is, there you can see 5 acres that's been carved out. This is an exclusion to that conservatory. Never was recorded in Taney County. It was drawn up and just never recorded. So I really don't understand that. I think it needs to be taken care of. It's not official yet, but it is according to this deed, but not to us. So does that make sense, I hope? Here's the second one, that 5 acres I was telling you about. This one has been recorded. There's that existing home. This is where their main event center and restaurant and all that is going to be located, mainly in that 5 acres right there. And these are exhibits in their conservatory deed. That's where I grabbed these from. A few pictures. Sorry about, I tried to shoot these on my phone, a little blurry. But anyway, this is like if you're driving out Tracy Street. This is actual Tracy Street here. They changed it and put another entrance here. Looks like they're putting a gate in. I think you can see that again on their master plan. Just a lot of dirt work all over the property. Roads put in. Kind of up on top. Around in the back. I could show you where this is at, but this is, not real sure what this is going to be, if it's going to be a pond or something else, but I think they're borrowing dirt from it to get a better fiddle area. Some structures they've already put up, they can speak to this, but I think this is like the tents or yurts. A what I can tell, there's a structure here. I'm not sure what it is, but this is where I think the event center is going to be located. I got some better pictures, hopefully. I got it framed up for mud. You can see some of that red clay and rock there where they got compaction from the footers. It's two of those side by side, if you can see that. There's the one I was just looking at. Oh, there's the one I was looking at. There's one over in the right. So. Structures they're building. Staging area. And a structure they've built here. Just more fill. This is a. If you go over here to the north of this, is where those two big pads are being placed. Or no, wait a minute, excuse me. Is where the wooden yurt structures or tent structures would be. There's the other structure they put in there. So that place I was talking about earlier is on the back side of these. Some tiny homes that I saw, I think there's four in there. They pulled it in their setting there. This is over by the main existing home. This is the glamping tents or big structures, kind of been built for a while. Sticking up, there's three of them. I think that's going to be a pickleball court or some kind of court to play. I think it's too small for kids. This is the MX track they have over on the right of the property that I haven't mentioned about. We need to speak through. I know you guys have some experience with the off-road parks. A little home beside the big home. More of that MX trail, more of it. You can see kind of where it's at. Here's the glamping tents. All right. So, Howard, how do you want to proceed? You guys got questions for me you want me to go through? Or?
I don't know when to ask them, but the first one is what permits have been pulled currently?
Land disturbance, and...
And when was that? Has that been a while, or...?
Probably a month. I don't have it in front of me today.
Okay.
About a month, I would say, yes. And that's all they have right now. They've applied for some building permits, but they're not approved until you guys give them proof.
Okay.
So really all that's been done with just a land... disturbance permit?
Yeah, that's all they have, yes.
All right. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can I approach?
Sure. And your name, sir?
My name is Justin Singletary. Good evening, gentlemen, ma'am. Good evening, everybody here. Thank you for coming. You mind, I have a opening statement. Can I read that?
Sure.
Thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. Before we share our vision, I want to address two things up front because they matter to me and they matter to our neighbors. First, regarding the day of the road was briefly blocked during the cabin delivery, one of the cabins that you guys saw there. I want to sincerely apologize for that. A few cars were delayed, and that was on me. I actually had a feeling to be down there in ground guide, but I didn't trust that feeling. And so it caused a traffic jam right there for a few minutes. And I'm truly sorry for the inconvenience it caused, and we've already put corrective measures in place from now on. Any large deliveries or equipment that are unfamiliar with that entrance, they will be ground guided into that entrance so that it doesn't happen again. Second is, and you guys didn't even mention it, but I'll mention it, is the silt fencing for the land disturbance. It wasn't everywhere that it should have been. And I know it wasn't brought up, but I'm just letting you know that we've taken corrective action to put that silt fence up everywhere that we think that that runoff can get into the water, that dirt can get in the water. And I'll add another thing. As far as just an